I know that we sort of talked about Matthew 6 already. We kind of did that. But I just wanted to go back and just hit one or two points from this model prayer here that Jesus gives his disciples as he's teaching them how to pray. And because there's maybe a little bit of a Halloween connection, I don't know. It's kind of Halloween time, and it can be a lot of fun and all. But sometimes it can kind of veer into a little bit more gruesome or scary kind of things, which we try to discourage around here. But I understand if you go out on, next Monday night? Is that when it is? There might be kind of some spookier kind of things going on or something like that. And it's kind of an interesting sort of thing how that's sort of developed in our culture. I don't know if you ever thought about it, like, why do we even do that? It seems kind of weird, right, to just go with, like, maybe some kids just started going around demanding candy one night and then it started. I don't know. I don't think that's quite how it started. Actually, it was sort of, maybe goes back even further than this, but the Catholics have a holiday called All Saints Day, and maybe even other churches celebrate it too, where they just sort of try to remember those that have died and they have already gone on. And so just sort of reflecting on them that are with Christ, which that would be kind of a good holiday, I suppose, to think about. That we sort of have like Memorial Day where we think about people who have fought in wars and have died for our country. And so maybe it would be a good idea for our church to think about Christians who had died. But then the eve of that is All Hallows Eve, and sort of turned into Halloween. But anyway, so then there was sort of like this kind of other idea that kind of got mixed in where people were sort of afraid of evil spirits kind of coming around their house during that time, and they're already kind of thinking about people who were dead. And so then they started making like these jack-o'-lanterns to kind of scare away the evil spirits, and then dressing up in other costumes to kind of confuse. I don't know, it's all sort of kind of silly sounding when you say it, but that's sort of where some of these things come from. And one of the things that sort of happens is people have this idea that they're sort of thinking about things that are kind of a little bit evil sometimes, or at least like we're reminded of, you know, some things that are a little bit scary, which there are evil and scary things in the world, so it's not entirely bad for us to be reminded about that sometimes, but there's a lot of things that remind us about that. And there's a lot of just kind of bad things that go on in the world in general. But it's kind of interesting. We just talked about the prayer that Jesus prayed here. And the last part of it is that we should pray to be delivered from evil. And actually, some of the translations say we should be praying to be delivered from the evil one, which maybe he's talking about Satan or the devil or something like that. Sometimes it sort of feels like we're kind of surrounded by evil things. If I don't know, hopefully you don't watch too much of the news, but there's a lot of bad stuff going on around sometimes. And or maybe, you know, people at your school are doing bad things sometimes or whatever. And sometimes that draws our attention a little bit more. But we're supposed to pray to be sort of avoiding some of that stuff, not participating in it, but also not be suffering under it. I mean, there's people arguing and fighting or taking advantage of each other. So what is Jesus wanting us to do here when he's teaching us how to pray? Well, there's a couple of things. The first one, if you remember, that he says, "May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So, do you think God's will is being done in heaven? Like, I mean, of course it is, right? God's will is maybe sort of being done here on earth, but there's a lot of things that seems like kind of not really going the right way. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but some things sometimes don't turn out the right way, do they? That doesn't mean God's not in control, but it just means that evil has kind of crept in to this world and corrupted it and messed things up. And it's been that way for a long time. And it's going to continue to be that way until Jesus comes back and starts to fix it again. He's already started to fix it again, which we'll talk about. Another thing is that he says we're supposed to pray for our daily bread. So we're supposed to trust God for our daily needs. So those meals that you eat every day, they don't just pop onto your table, but Somebody had to work for those and provide those, and God gave them the strength to do that. And so really all of the things that we have come from God. And then God also gives us forgiveness because he says we're supposed to forgive other people, which is turns out to be really hard, actually, sometimes. If somebody does something bad to you, it's really hard to just say, well, I'm going to forgive you. Because you would be tempted to say, I'm going to get back at you. That's what you want to say. Oh, you can got some seats back here. Oh, okay. And but we're supposed to be forgiving other people because if you're a Christian, you've been forgiven. If you're not a Christian, then you can be forgiven. That's part of the message. And then finally, he says, and deliver us from temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So we want to not be tempted. We want to, we don't want to be affected by evil. But we know that Jesus overcomes evil with good. So Jesus dying on the cross and rising again, when he did that, he gave us, he offered us forgiveness of our sins. Ariel. He also gave us forgiveness of our sins if we trust in him, but also he began to break that stranglehold that evil has on this world that God created. So when Jesus died on the cross and he rose again, the evil powers that sort of were kind of running around doing whatever they wanted here on this earth, suddenly they were called to account in some way and began to lose their grip on this place. Now you look around and you think, well, that doesn't seems like evil's doing just fine. But I think if you look hard enough, you'll see that maybe that's not quite the case. You see, God is the rightful king of this world. He created this world. This is his world. He is the king. Jesus is kind of heir to that kingdom. But all of these evil spirits and the devil, they think they sort of want to take over. They sort of think maybe this should belong to them. But Jesus on the cross says, nope, your time is ending. And so now that's where we are. So actually, if you're a Christian, you've got some power to participate in this this fight on God's behalf to bring the world back to where it's supposed to be. And one day when Jesus comes back, that's what's going to happen. Evil will finally be defeated, and ultimately, death will be defeated. Death is like the worst thing we can think of. And ultimately, that's what Jesus comes to do, to defeat death itself. And he rose from the dead, and he says, if you trust me, you can rise from the dead one day as well. And you can live forever with God here on a newly restored earth. That's what our faith is about. And so if we want to oppose evil now, before all that happens, what we have to do is we have to trust God for our daily needs and accept his forgiveness and be forgiving to other people, resting in his forgiveness and not trying to maybe earn Jesus' love, but just sort of accepting it and living that way and living like God would want us to live, like he's told us the kingdom is supposed to look like. That can be very hard sometimes because there's a lot of things going on that doesn't look like what the kingdom looks like or is supposed to look like. But we can still kind of live that way with the power of God to help us. And maybe we can start seeing the will of God done on earth just like it is in heaven. And one day we will see it all the way. All right, well, I hope that's encouraging to you. Let's bow our heads. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for the time we've had together, and we pray that you would help us to understand about how your son had to come and die on the cross to pay for our sins and to begin to rid this world of the evil that is trying to take over and to even transform our own hearts so that we can be part of your kingdom and ultimately see that kingdom come as when Jesus comes back one day. In Jesus' name, amen.